The History of Mr. Polly by H.G. Wells. Read by Mark Young. Chapter the First. Beginnings and the Bazaar. 1. "Hole," said Mr. Polly, and then for a change, and with greatly increased emphasis, "Hole." He paused, and then broke out with one of his private and peculiar idioms. "Oh, beastly, silly wheeze of a hole." He was sitting on a stile between two threadbare-looking fields, and suffering acutely from indigestion. He suffered from indigestion now nearly every afternoon in his life, but as he lacked introspection, he projected the associated discomfort upon the world. Every afternoon he discovered afresh that life as a whole, and every aspect of life that presented itself, was beastly, and this afternoon, lured by the delusive blueness of a sky that was blue because the wind was in the east, he had come out in the hope of snatching something of the joyousness of spring. The mysterious alchemy of mind and body refused, however, to permit any joyousness whatever in the spring. He had had a little difficulty in finding his cap before he came out. He wanted his cap, the new golf cap, and Mrs. Polly must needs fish out his old soft brown felt hat. "Here's your hat," she said in a tone of insincere encouragement. He had been rooting among the piled newspapers under the kitchen.